The following program is sponsored by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
I want to thank you today for joining us. I believe that the word God has in store for you today is going to strengthen you and bless you and really set your soul on fire. We look forward to seeing what God's going to do. I'm going to come back in just a moment and pray with you. But listen to this message, lean in, and let God speak to your heart.
He'll come running. He has the power to break every chain. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power, Satan's power, is broken. When Jesus comes, the demons have to flee. He takes the gloom and turns it into glory. When Jesus comes, what is it? The last verse of that song says, things change.
When Jesus comes, sing the tempter's power is broken.
When Jesus comes.
When Jesus comes, all fear is washed away. He takes the gloom and he fills our lives with glory. For all has changed.
All has changed. I knew it was in there.
When my Jesus comes
to stay.
To stay.
Sing it again.
Oh,
lift your hands.
When Jesus comes,
the tempter's power, that grip on your life,
broken.
It's broken. Woo! Hallelujah. When Jesus comes,
all tears are wiped.
All the tears get wiped away. And the demons leave too.
He takes the gloom.
He'll take the gloom that's been on you like a cloud.
Our lives
with his glory.
For all has changed.
All has changed.
When my Jesus comes.
You know any of those verses?
I know one verse.
Sing it.
One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were
dark.
Blind. The light he could not see.
This is a funny chord.
He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came. Made his darkness flee.
Sing that chorus now.
And when Jesus comes, the tempter's power, it's broken. And when Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
You take your gloom.
He takes the gloom. Fills our lives with glory. For all has changed.
All has changed.
Yes, I know
all has changed.
I know all has changed. When my Jesus comes.
Boy, if they can find the words to the second verse, it's about the demon-possessed man.
From home and friends,
Listen to this. Among the tomb. He dwelt in misery. I love this. Listen to this. He cut himself. This is the funny chord.
He cut himself as demon powers possessed him.
Then Jesus came
and set the captive
free. Sing it.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power, it's broken. Oh, when Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and he fills our lives with glory. For all has changed.
All has changed.
Oh, when Jesus comes, yes, all has changed. Don't you know we'll change when Jesus comes to stay?
You got to sing the last verse.
Well, you're going to have to give it to me.
I know that there's, I want the last one.
Unclean, unclean.
That's not the last one. We'll go to that.
That's their the last. Their hearts were sad. That's,
see, I know these old songs.
As in the tombs they laid him, for death had come.
Taking him away.
Their night was dark.
Bitter tears. Somebody's been there.
Were falling.
Then Jesus came.
And night was turned to day.
Glory. Glory.
When Jesus
Glory.
Comes,
Glory.
The
Hallelujah.
The tempter's power is broken.
Ooh. Break it, Lord.
Oh, when Jesus
Break it, Lord.
Comes,
the tears
are wiped away.
You replace them with tears of joy.
He takes the gloom and he fills our lives with glory. For
all has changed.
Has changed.
A moment's time, it can change. When Jesus comes to stay.
When Jesus comes to stay.
Sing that second verse one more time, I promise.
From home and friends, the evil spirit drove him among the tombs. He dwelt in misery. He cut himself as demon powers possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captive free.
He's the same this morning at Free Chapel.
When Jesus comes,
the tempter's power. There's one more verse that you got to sing. I can't make this stuff up. There's a verse that says, "Now men," I think it's the one before the last. Some men today. Listen.
Have found the Savior able.
They could not calm. Passion, lust,
good passion, lust, and sin.
Their broken hearts. Has left somebody sad and lonely. That's all sin offers ultimately.
Then Jesus came.
He said, I'll dwell inside of you. within. Sing it one more time.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
Sing it, church.
And when Jesus comes, all tears,
the tears,
all tears are washed away. He takes the gloom and fills our lives with glory. For all has changed when my Jesus comes to stay. Yes, I know. When my Jesus comes to stay.
Now who wants to change? Who wants to be free? Who's been tormented? Who's been left sad and lonely and broken? Who is in this room today and you need more than another church service? Who is sitting in one of our campuses and if God doesn't intervene, you might even have said, I think I'll just end it all. Well, the Lord intervened. We couldn't plan this. There's one person in this group that could have come up with that song because all these young people don't know it. They've never heard it in their life. But it just comes up in the spirit of man. A song you hadn't thought about, you hadn't heard in 40 years, it seems like. But the Holy Ghost knows what he's doing. And Jesus has come to break the power of the devil off somebody's life this morning. The hopelessness, the despair will flee in his presence. And he's here. He's right there. You know it. You sense it. I don't have time to play games. I'm not up here fulfilling some job responsibility. This is life or death. This is eternity, heaven or hell. This is peace and joy or depression and defeat and humiliation. And I don't know what you need today, but Jesus is here. And if you would humble yourself, if you could get beyond your own pride, if you could get beyond the voice that says worry more about what people think than what God thinks. If you would just hear and obey the Holy Spirit this morning. There is an anointing in this room that can break. I don't believe God would tease us with a song like that. Lead us to this point in the service to now just let you leave like you came. I want every person, young, teenagers, old, middle-aged, divorced, married, whatever your status is in life, whatever you're going through, if you know today that you need Jesus to come, you know today that when he comes, the power of the enemy is broken. You know because you've tasted of it. You know because you've experienced it. But it's been so long. It's been so long. It's like a faint cry from friends and family. That verse said, from friends and family. Throw it up. From friends and family. There is a verse that says that. Throw it up. From home and friends, whatever. The evil spirits drove him. Isn't that what the devil does? But Jesus stands as the Father with his arms open wide and he says, come home. Come home, backslider. Come home, ye who are weary. Come home, ye who are heavy laden. It's a heaviness when you don't know and serve and honor Jesus. Sin will beat you down. Sin will age you. Sin will destroy you. The enemy never comes to give you pleasure. He offers the best first and then which is worse comes later. But Jesus has come to this service. And if you're here and you know you need, what you feel is the drawing of the Holy Spirit. Get out of your seat wherever you are at any of the campuses and come down to the front of the building immediately. Immediately. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You don't need another church service. You need an encounter of when Jesus comes. Just come and stand. Come and stand. Come and stand. That's it. Come on. Here they come. 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 There's a teenager. There's a mom and a teenager. There's a husband and a wife that needs to come. There's a college student that's so confused, and you've been dabbling with this and dabbling with that. Just slip out of that seat and surrender. You'll find more joy in the Holy Ghost if He touches you just with a little touch of His Spirit. I promise you, what you've been looking for, what's missing, is only found in Him. You're not the first to have that void, that emptiness. You need to come to Jesus this morning. You need to come to Jesus. Everyone, stand to your feet quickly all over the building and every campus. Stand to your feet. And I feel like there's about 50 more that just need to get out of your seat. Humble yourself. Don't let your pride voice be stronger than the voice of the Holy Spirit. He's saying, come, come. Son of God. Pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, wash me, cleanse me, save me. I know you love me. When you hung on the cross, you bled for me. You died for me. And here I stand. I love you. I surrender to you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me full. I receive your Holy Spirit. I stand in awe of you. Oh, y'all sound good. Pick it up a little bit. Sing it with great praise to our King. Aren't you glad that God never gives up on us? No matter what we do, no matter where we go and what mistakes we make, He never leaves us. He never gives up on us. And if you need to know that God is with you, you may feel God abandoned. You may feel like that what you're going through, there's no way that God's with me. Yes, He is. And today, if you want Jesus in your life, if you need His love, His forgiveness, not His judgment, not His revenge or anger, you know, that Jesus that hung on that cross took all our punishment, took all our shame, took all that we deserved. He took it. He took it on the cross. Do you need Him? Pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, save me, heal me, deliver me, cleanse me, forgive me. I receive you as my Savior. My faith is in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And amen. We would love to hear from you. I want to welcome you to the family of God. And will you do me a favor? Reach out to our team. You can text PRAY to 53535, and we have a team ready to pray for you.
You can also call the number that's on the screen or go to our website and fill out the salvation form, and we will send you a 21-day devotional to help you know your new relationship with Jesus Christ. It's absolutely free. And pray for this ministry. We're praying for you. We'll see you next time right here on Kingdom Connection.
Israel is a land under the constant threat of attack from neighboring terrorists. When Hamas shoots rockets, the families of Israel have 15 seconds to find safe shelter. The hatred is real, and threats of violence and terror leave lasting scars on the children in this region. These children and families don't suffer from post-traumatic stress. They live in a constant state of stress and trauma.
I'm here with Yodan and some of the students that are in the school where these kids will receive counseling and help.
Whenever the riots happened, usually the Hamas focused the riots where Yodan's community is. They will use loudspeakers and speak to them in Hebrew, and will threat them and say, "We will slaughter you." They will just create boom sounds. They will burn fires.
We want to show the love of Jesus by bringing comfort with grace to those in need, by helping provide shelter, protection, and providing essential rehabilitation needs to ensure these Jewish families know they are not alone. Fortified bomb shelters in the Eshkol region provide more than physical safety. They offer peace of mind. When you partner with Jensen Franklin Media Ministries today, you'll be fulfilling biblical prophecy to comfort my people found in Isaiah 41. And as our way of saying thank you, we have some special gifts when you support this ministry this month. The people of Eshkol find great comfort in knowing they have Christian friends all around the world who love them and support them. Call now or go online today to see how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Hello, I'm Jensen Franklin, and I wanted to personally thank you for watching Kingdom Connection on TBN. Every day, you can get a fresh word from God right here on your TBN network. Thank you, and God bless you.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible.